Science and God or goddamn science?
Welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for May 20th, 2016. I am Janine Fadich. Stop it. This is your science geek, creator of Prickly City, and your host, Scott Stantis.
I just love the fact that you forget your name. I think that's adorable.
Well, I'm not used to calling myself by my full name.
Well, what name do you use? That goes. That varies from day to day as well.
I guess I should.
Don't make it a thing like that's a positive thing. That's what criminals do. That.
Well, you never know, and you may need to have aliases.
Are you a mastermind? Did I marry a criminal mastermind?
I'm not saying. Should we move on?
Yes, please. Yeah, because she's giving me that look that scares me. This week is going to be a little different on the podcast. We're not going to talk about what's happening in the strip. We're talking about a strip I did a while ago that had a very, very large response and actually had some people writing me directly, and I know we had some comments on it as well. Should I read it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Switching over here and let me read this to you. It's Carmen and Winslow, and Carmen is looking through a telescope, and she says, sequencing the human genome, cryovolcanoes on Pluto. Science is awesome. And Winslow goes, but you believe in God, Carmen. She goes, so? I just assumed you were a flat earth science denier. She goes, I can believe in science and God, Winslow. He says, I don't think so. He says, Psalm 19:1 says, the heavens declare the glory of God. And she goes on to say, with faith and science, one gives a sense of awe while the other confirms it. Winslow's rolling his eyes in the last panel saying, well, there goes that stereotype. Thanks a lot. Because apparently, if you're a conservative, as I am, and if you're a religious person, as I am, I'm practicing Catholic, you can't believe in science. Well, that's preposterous in my mind and in my world view. Science is amazing. Science is wondrous and just continually leads us to a sense of awe, of wonder. I mean, just something as simple, as small, as seemingly insignificant as a tiny strand in a double, what, it's called a double helix, right? And our DNA. And everything you are is in this thing that is unobservable by the naked eye. That is a miracle to me. And you go look at the stars and the sky. You look at, as I've mentioned in other podcasts and to anyone who I've talked to for more than 3 minutes, the New Horizons mission to Pluto and the wonders they're finding there. Mountains that are moving on a planet that is smaller than our moon. Think about this for a moment. This is a magnificent universe, and belief in God is not at loggerheads with that sense. Do you think?
Yep.
So what did they say there?
Everyone was agreed with you. They were all very, very happy to do that, to read it. And Willie said that your Prickly City cartoon that ran on March 13th in Stars and Stripes Sunday Comics, I have only one thing to say. Amen. There are many people of faith who study the hard sciences. When they investigate their prospective fields of study, you may just hear them say, hallelujah, amen.
I think you can. Here's the thing. There are some religions, all religions have fundamentalists who take the Bible or the Quran or the Torah very literally. And so the earth is, by their reckoning, 10,000 years old. So, well, that's preposterous. It's billions of years old. If you come at it with an attitude that, like the book of Genesis, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, but the earth was without form and void, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Reading the text of the early chapters of Genesis, I mean, that's the Big Bang Theory. I mean, it actually does. Now, am I saying that that's what inspired that? Yeah. In my faith, it does. It may not in yours, and I'm not going to sit here and try to proselytize or try to convert anybody, because I just don't feel like that's my job. But I do feel that my faith dovetails very well into my love of science. Any other comments?
Yes. William said that in my 8 decades as a comic strip fan, I have never before found occasion to send a fan letter to one.
Oh, nice.
But your strip of Sunday, March 13th, deserves praise. It requires courage to say such a thing as you did today in our increasingly secular world, and I congratulate you for that courage. In the past year, a few of your edgier strips might have gone a bit over the edge in their political perspectives, but today's strip was a solid winner.
Oh, that's so sweet. I like to hear that. Once in a while. That's nice to be, people call me jerky jerk. Or worse. A lot worse. Just saying again, you can be both. And many were. I mean, Einstein believed in God. Mm-hmm. And he sort of opened the universe to us, and we're still finding that a theorem that a patent clerk from Switzerland came up with still defines and explains the universe. That's kind of extraordinary. And the fact that he believed in God, although he was not a practicing Jew, is my understanding, but he did believe in the existence of God. He and Oppenheimer would have that discussion all the time, apparently. And it's a great discussion, but it's one that I feel comfortable having now, so I'm glad I brought it up in the strip.
Yeah.
Anything else?
That's pretty much it. Here's Ron of Virginia. Just wanted to send you a quick note thanking you for doing the strip, and that he reads the Sunday comics with his elementary-aged children every week and was encouraged by the message.
Oh, nice. That's wonderful. I wonder, he probably may have seen it in the Washington Post, which we're grateful to be running in. Good. This makes me happy.
Well, that's good.
And happy is good.
Happy is good.
Well, like I said, this was going to be a very simple, short, very different kind of Prickly City podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments, go ahead and go to the usual places like gocomics.com/Prickly City, go to scottstantis.com, or you can email us at pricklycity@gmail.com. Those are dramatic pauses.
Oh, okay. They were very dramatic.
You always step on my dramatic pauses. I go, pricklycity@...
See, I didn't say anything.
You just did. Anyway, thank you for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. And until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.